So again, he's telling not just the church at Corinth, the church in Ephesus, the church at Philippi. He tells them in 1 Thessalonians, the church at Thessalonica 1:6. He says, and ye became followers of us and of the Lord. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse number 6. Let's see. Okay. Now we command you, brethren, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you withdraw yourself from every brother that walketh disorderly, and not after the tradition which you received of us. You yourselves know how you ought to follow us, for we behave not ourselves disorderly among you. And he goes on, continue, but you get the picture. Paul puts himself out there as an example. You need to follow me. Wow. Not many people could say what Paul would say. Instead, we're quick to say this. And many of us will say this with the right thought. Hey, don't look at me, look at Jesus. And I understand why we say that, but wouldn't it be better if we said, hey, follow me as I follow Christ? That's a whole different thing when we say, hey, don't look at me, look at Jesus. I understand, but Paul didn't say that. Paul said, hey, you look at me, you follow me as I follow Christ. That's the key. While it is true that we must all ultimately look to Jesus, every one of us should be an example to follow. Paul was not claiming to be perfect or without sin. A matter of fact, in time won't allow me back, I was going to read these verses of scripture. Paul struggled with the flesh. Remember back in Romans chapter number 7, those verses there. Oh, wretched man that I am, those things that I do, I don't want to do. Those things that I don't do, I do. Who can deliver? I have a problem. Who can save me from this? I think my Lord Jesus Christ. So Paul had problems. Matter of fact, don't we all? Dale is the only one who has a problem in this church. Whatever we all have, we all struggle with something. Every one of us. And I'm not going to go through the list, but there's something that we struggle with. Every one of us. Paul struggled with some things, and we just read, you know, those things that I want to. Anyway, besides that, he said, listen, even though I'm in the flesh and I'm a sinner. Matter of fact, he said in the book of Timothy, he said, I'm the chief of sinners. Paul, the apostle. He didn't say, I was the chief of sinners. He said, I am the chief of sinners. Don't go out here saying, well, Paul was just a wretched, backslidden Baptist or whatever. No, that ain't what he was saying. But he just knew the closer you got to God, the more you realize just how sinful we are. That's, okay, I got to move on. But you get the point. He says, you be a follower of me. Paul also knew, not only he was a good example, but he knew that it was not Paul, and I put that in quotes. One day I'll have a book, Danny. He's asked me to get. One of these days I'm going to step back a little bit and let Kyler kind of. He's the pastor, and it ain't now, but and he'll become pastor, and I'll have time to do my Genesis, my Revelation. I've got all these books. Dr. McAllister's trying to get me going on this, and he wants my wife. I'm going to let my wife needs to write a book. Dr. McAllister's asked her for years to write a book about being a preacher's wife and godly woman. Matter of fact, we're going to teach. We're going to teach that class. In college this year, we're going to teach a class, a marriage class. Some of y'all may need to take that class. Husband and wife, we're going to teach in the ministry how the importance of marriage, and not just in the ministry, but you know, some of y'all may need to take that class, by the way. Amen, preacher. Okay. Anyway, she'll have time. Right. Okay. So I put this in my notes. It was not Paul, in quotes, who was a worthy example, but Paul, the follower of Jesus, who was the example. Get the difference. Follow me as I follow Christ. Okay. Don't just do as I do, do as I say. Well, you know what the thought is. But let me move on. I love that. Be ye followers of me. Now, verse number 2. Now I praise you, brethren, that you remember me in all things. And when all things means the prayers, the conversations. Remember, he'd stayed 18 months in Corinth. Obviously, Paul made an impact on these people. He led them to the Lord, and some he baptized. He started a church there, and he taught them. He said, I thank you that y'all remember me. You know, just because I'm gone, you hadn't just moved on. That he mentions about then the teachings, you've kept the ordinances as I've delivered them unto you. the teachings, you've kept them. Okay, I love that. But anyway, the church remembered Paul and his teachings, and he kept them. Verse number three. But I would have you to know that the head of every man is Christ. Now, Paul is setting a foundation for his teaching for the rest of the chapter. He's laying a foundation here. That, remember, there's some authority. God set up authority figures in Scripture before you get your... Well, I was going to say something. I won't say it that way. Before you get all upset, okay? Paul's laying the foundation here. I want you to know that the head of every man is Christ, and the head of the woman is the man, and the head of Christ is God. We'll get to that in just a minute. God has established principles of order, authority, and accountability. Christ is the head. The authority, the headship of every man and of the church, Ephesians 5:23. Time's getting away. I won't be able to remember it in Ephesians 5:23. He's the head of the church. Matter of fact, he loved the church and gave his life for it. We know that in Ephesians chapter number 5. The head of the woman is man. Ephesians 5:22 through 24. Again, I did not write this. Matter of fact, let me read this, okay? I don't want to code it or quote it. Let me read it. Ephesians chapter number 5. Let me begin in verse number 22. Wives, submit yourselves unto your husbands. And here's that qualifier. I want you to, as unto the Lord. As unto the Lord. As unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ, there it is the head of the church, and he's the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Okay, let's go back. Back to 1 Corinthians chapter number 11. The head of the woman is the man, and the head of Christ is God. Now, isn't that interesting? Well, I thought they were equal. They are equal. But he's talking about that authority, that headship. Matter of fact, I wish I had, and I told Dale I'm going to get through 16 verses, and then we're going to do it here. And I have a lot of verses to read, but let me just give you the thought. It's essential that it's talking about being under authority does not mean inferiority. Important thought here. Just because you're under the authority of someone doesn't mean you're inferior or that they're superior. It's a matter of order and headship and leadership. Jesus was totally under the authority of God the Father, yet he is totally equal. Equally God, John 1:1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. John 8:58, verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. John 10:30, I and my Father are one. I got so many scriptures that Jesus and God are one, but Jesus placed himself under the leadership. Matter of fact, we read this later, not my will, but thy will be done. So much we could go on, but you get the picture of the thought. They're about the principle that Paul is laying out about this thing about the women and the head covering. He's laying out a foundation. All right, now, verse number 4. Every man that praying or prophesying, having his head covered, dishonors his head. Let me read verse number 5. But every woman that prayeth or prophesieth with her head uncovered, dishonors her head, for that even all one as if she were shaven. Now, this passage is difficult for us, and I put it in my notes, as Westerners, Americans, to understand, because this was written from the Eastern mentality. When I'm talking about that, from the Jewish mentality, from the Eastern side, even today, for the most part, many women have their head covered, not just in their, whether it's the mosques, the Muslims, the Jewish people, or whatever it is, most of them on that side of the world cover their head.